भगवते वासुदेवाय।
All the devotees for this Sunday feast morning, many Sunday feast program. I am not a spontaneous devotee, but some other devotees have asked me to talk on this topic. So we are reading from Canto 6th, Chapter 9, The Appearance of the Demon Vritrasur, Text 33. it's in the obeisances. Te unto you, astu, let there be Bhagavan, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, the resort of all the living entities, Narayan, Vasudeva, Lord Vasudev, Sri Krishna, Adi Purusha, the original person, Mahapurusha, the most exalted personality, Mahanubhava, the supremely opulent, Paramamangala, the most auspicious, Paramakalyana, the supreme benediction, Paramakarunika, the supremely merciful, Kevala, changeless, Jagat Adhara, the support of all the cosmic manifestation, Loka Ekanatha, the only proprietor of all the planetary systems, Sarva Ishvara, the supreme controller, Lakshminatha, the husband of the goddess of fortune, Paramahamsa Parivrajakai, by the topmost sannyasis, wandering all over the world, Paramena, by supreme, Atmayoga Samadhina, absorption in the Bhakti Yoga, Paribhavita, fully purified, Parisputa, and fully manifested, Paramahansya Dharmena, by executing the transcendental process of devotional service, Udghati, push open tamaha of illusory existence, kapata, in which the door, dware, existing as the entrance, chitte, in the mind, Apavrute, without contamination, Atmaloke, in the spiritual world, Swayam, personally, Upalabdha, experiencing, Nija, personal, Sukha Anubhava, perception of happiness. Bhavan, your lordship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Narayan, O Vasudev, Original Person, O Most Exalted Person, Supreme Experience Welfare Personified, O Supreme Benediction, Supremely Merciful and Changeless, O Support of the Cosmic Manifestation, Sole Proprietor of All Planetary Systems, Master of Everything, and Husband of the Goddess of Fortune. Your Lordship is realized by the topmost sannyasis who wander about the world to preach Krishna consciousness, fully absorbed in Samadhi through Bhakti Yoga. Because their minds are concentrated upon you, they can receive the conception of your personality in their fully purified hearts. When the darkness in their hearts is completely eradicated and you are revealed to them, the transcendental bliss they enjoy is a transcendental form of your lordship. No one but such a person can realize you. Therefore, we simply offer you our respectful obeisances. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has numerous transcendental names pertaining to different grades of revelation to various grades of devotees and transcendentalists. When he is realized in his impersonal form, he is called the Supreme Brahman. When realized as the Paramatma, he is called Antaryami. And when he expands himself and different forms for material creation, he is called Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, and Karunodakshayi Vishnu. When he is realized as Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, the Chaturvya, who are beyond the three forms of Vishnu, he is the Vaikuntha Narayan. Above realization of Narayan is realization of Baladev, and above that is realization of Krishna. All these realizations are possible when one engages fully in devotional service. The covered core of one's heart is then completely opened to receiving an understanding of the personality of Godhead in his various forms. Hare Krishna. So here in this verse we can see that demigods are not just praying or glorifying the Lord, they are calling the Lord, but they are in a helpless mood. Because we can see that this demons, they were attacking these demigods, and it is a question of life and death for the demigods. For one who is honored, dishonor is worse than death. And these demigods are holding so many numerous exalted positions. And their positions are now jeopardized. They are in a very, very precarious condition. If they don't retaliate, then they will lose all the opulence, their position, and they have to become the humble servants of demons. They have to obey the orders of the demons who are terrorizing throughout the universe. That's quite humiliating. If somebody is in an exalted position, suddenly he is pulled down. It's very miserable. So therefore, demigods are in this position now, that they are realizing that it is not just we escape from this situation. They cannot escape. Demons are chasing them, troubling them. They cannot escape. Anywhere they go in the universe, demons are following. Previously, there were interplanetary fights that we can see. Now, modern science has developed so much technology. But what they are using? They are using for space wars. But they cannot go to other planets to defeat demigods. Or they cannot conquer that other planets. They are trying all their level best, but still they cannot even reach the nearest planet. So here demigods have realized that they are in very such bad condition, and if they don't pray to the Supreme Lord, then it's very difficult for them. And they went to pray the Supreme Lord, and we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam so many times when demigods are in difficult situation, they go to the Supreme Lord, they pray, Supreme Lord is pleased and he saves the demons, saves the demigods. It may appear like a ordinary pastime that we read, okay, first chapter of Krishna book, when the earth was overburdened by all these demonic forces, then the mother earth took the form of a cow and approached the demigods. They went to the ocean of Shirsagar, and in that there is a Shvetadip where Lord Vishnu is residing as Shrutakshaya Vishnu. In this material universe only, it's difficult to conceive how the Supreme Lord is present by his omnipotency. And demigods know that exactly, where to go, and how, where is the Supreme Lord residing, how to approach him. And these pastimes may appear to be quite ordinary, that demigods are going and praying, and Lord is pleased and protecting them. But if you see that Lord cannot be pleased so easily, if when the devotees, they are in difficult situation, the Lord saves them definitely, because Lord is Bhakta Vatsal. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Lord Krishna protects his devotees, and one has to have that faith that the Supreme Lord protects. But of course, if we are not in that helpless situation, or we are not praying in that mood, then the Supreme Lord cannot be pleased. And Srila Prabhupada also gives the example that how we should chant the holy name. He says that we should chant in a helpless state of mind. Just chanting will not help. And he gives the example of a small child crying for its mother. The small child is playing here and there, stumbles here, cries a little bit, mother will not come and pick up the child. She knows that he is playing. But when the child starts crying very loudly, then mother understands there is some problem. I have to go and attend to my child. And that is the mood actually a devotee should cultivate to chant the holy name. Because even in the previous verses also, the demigods are praying and they're saying that you have got so many innumerable names. And these names glorify the Supreme Lord. And these demigods are calling the Supreme Lord by these names. So that the Lord protects his devotees. And therefore, we should chant in this mood. If you want to please the Supreme Lord, if you want to become free from all the anarthas, we should chant in the helpless state of mind. Then the Supreme Lord will be pleased. So here, the demigods are praying to the Supreme Lord and calling him by different names. That, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Narayan, O Vasudev, original person, O most exalted person, supreme experience, welfare personified, O supreme benediction, supremely merciful and changeless, O support of all the cosmic manifestation, sole proprietor of all planetary systems, master of everything, and husband of the goddess of fortune. Your lordship is realized by the topmost sannyasis who wander about the world to preach Krishna consciousness, fully absorbed in samadhi through bhakti yoga. So they are calling the Supreme Lord by these wonderful names, and in that way they are trying to invoke the mercy of the Lord. And when the Supreme Lord becomes merciful, he sees that his devotees are in difficult situation, then the Lord will give all protection. And therefore it is explained that Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. That if the Supreme Lord wants to protect his devotees, nobody can harm. But if Supreme Lord does not give protection, then even that person may be on a very, very exalted position in the material world, still nobody can save that person. And we can see in the material world also that so many big, big people, presidents, prime ministers, they had got such protection, 24 hours security, because they are having such important position, responsible position, that the government gives them the full protection, means security, that all so many guards are around them 24 hours of the day, so that nobody can harm them anyway. But still, we can see that still such people are also being assassinated. So many examples are there. John Kennedy, American prime president, he was also shot dead when he was moving in the car. There was so much security around, but nobody could protect. India has a different history. So we can see that if the Lord does not give protection, nobody can protect. So therefore, and another example is that the Lord gives protection, then even that person may be very, very powerful, very demoniac, trying to disturb and try to kill Lord's devotees, but still that devotee will not be harmed. And a famous example is, anyone knows what is a famous example? Prahlad Maharaj, yes. Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is such graphic example that he was a small child, 5 years of his age. Now you can see what is the age of a 5 year child. He is such helpless. Anyone can just push the child and subdue. And Hiranyakashipu, who had performed such big austerities for so many years, going to some mountain, and there he performed such austerities that he was sustaining his life force only in his bones. And he could please Lord Brahma. And the Lord Brahma came, and we know that he asked for the benediction of becoming immortal. Of course, Lord Brahma told that I cannot give that benediction because I myself, I am not immortal. So I cannot give benediction beyond my capacity. But then he asked benedictions in different ways and try to revert the material laws. And it appeared that he has become so powerful. Nobody can kill him. Nobody can disturb him. And that person, after getting so much power, he is trying to kill his son. Small year child. He is trying to throw him from the cliff, putting in burning oil, fire, and so many demonic people. They are trying to kill him by tridents. But he was not harmed. Because he had such faith in the Supreme Lord that Lord gives protection. And then we know that how the Supreme Lord protected his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, by coming in a very, very wonderful form, Adbhuta Shringam. Lord came in this wonderful form, which was very fearful for Hiranyakashipu, but which was very pleasing to Prahlad Maharaj. The same form of the Lord, which is very fearful. Those who are atheist, those who are not believing in God, they feel that why Lord is having such laws in this material world. I cannot enjoy in this material world. But for the devotee, the same person, the same Supreme Lord, or all these laws of the material world, they are pleasing. Because he knows that he follows the laws and he will become free from the cycle of birth and death. So, for the devotees, the only hope is the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Supreme Lord, they know that the Supreme Lord protects his devotees. And therefore they are praying. And in this situation also, these demigods, they went to the Supreme Lord and praying, and they are in a helpless situation. They are praying to the Supreme Lord and asking to protect. So, and they are calling by so many different names. And here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has numerous transcendental names pertaining to different grades of revelation to various grades of devotees and transcendentalists. And he has given a lot of examples that how the Supreme Lord has numerous names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told that in his Shikshashtang prayers, Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. The Supreme Lord is so powerful that he has invested all his energies in his wonderful names. Namnam Makari Bahuda, Nijas Sarva Shaktis. That all the Shaktis, all the potencies of the Supreme Lord, they have been concentrated in this holy name. That is the power of the Supreme Lord. That he can condense all his power in the holy name. And that is available to everyone. That is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. That Lord is so easily available to everyone. In Kali Yuga especially. Because Kali Yuga is most difficult Yuga. Kali Yuga, there are so many symptoms of Kali Yuga given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this Kali Yuga actually there is no hope. And therefore the Supreme Lord, out of his causeless mercy, has manifested in the holy names. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalor Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyat. It is explained in Brihad Naradiya Puran that in this Kali Yuga there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way, except by chanting the holy names of the Lord, Lord, name of the Lord Hari. Three times it is explained. Because the Supreme Lord also knows that in Kali Yuga it's very difficult. Because Kali Yuga people do not have long life. Previously they had long life, 100,000 years Satyuga they could live. We cannot imagine also that somebody could live for such long period of time. We think that this is mythology, these are some stories just to make some entertainment. But people could live that much. Then, and that time, the process was also difficult. They had to go in the forest or Himalaya or somewhere in a secluded place and meditate on the Supreme Lord. Meditation itself is so difficult. To meditate with full concentration. We try to sit for 1 minute, the mind start wandering all over the universe. Everywhere it is running, except chanting. Chanting, just we are moving the beads and thinking about everything. Isn't it? So, of course, this for myself I'm speaking, that this is my situation. Then, in Treta Yuga, there is a different process of performing austerities, sacrifices. Tretayam yajato makhe. Perform sacrifices, so big elaborate sacrifices, tons of ghee, sugar, opulent grains, we have to, first class grains we have to put, we cannot cheat the Lord. So we have to use everything first class quality. Then the Supreme Lord is pleased. And you have to chant all the mantras properly. Everything has to be uttered properly by expert brahmanas. And if there is little bit discrepancy, you have to repeat the whole process again. So difficult. Treta Yuga. Then Dwapar Yuga. Dwapar Yuga, Lord was little merciful. He reduced it little bit. He said that you cannot do so much. At least you worship the deities in the temple. So worshipping the deities was another process of Dwapar Yuga. Punctual, you had to be very punctual, clean, chant mantras for the praying, worshipping the Lord. That was one has to be very regulated in his eating, sleeping. Then he can worship the Supreme Lord in the proper consciousness. It's not that I just enter the deity room and just do something and worship the Lord. No, there is a proper procedure. Acharyas have given proper procedure for worshipping the Supreme Lord. Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they have given a proper standard procedure for worshipping the Supreme Lord. And then when he's worshipping, then that worship becomes very much purifying. One can, because the Lord is not different from his form, Nama Rupa Guna Lila. These are the four manifestations of the Supreme Lord. He manifests in his Naam, his holy name. In his qualities, he's there. Rupa, his form. And Leela, in his pastimes. This way, the Supreme Lord is available. So one can take shelter of any of these things. And in Kali Yuga, especially in Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord knows that people will be short-lived. They will not have a long lifespan. Prayan alpayusha sabya kalavasmin yuga chana manda sumanda matayo bhagya manda bhagya yupatrita. These are the symptoms of Kali Yuga. That prayan alpayusha sabya, people will have short lifespan. They will not live for long actually. Maximum 100 years of age. That's the official age assigned for Kali Yuga. But hardly someone can reach that. After now, there is no certainty how much one can live. 30, 40, 50, above 60 can be considered bonus. <Isn't it? laughs> So that's a situation in Kali Yuga. And very short time. And we are so busy with so many things. So therefore the Supreme Lord is very merciful. He said that, okay, cannot devote so much time for worshipping me, cannot perform sacrifice, or cannot go in the forest and chant or meditate. So I'll make the process very simple. Just chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the process of Kali Yuga. Simply by chanting, one can achieve the highest perfection. He will not just realize impersonal aspect or the Paramatma within the heart, but he will realize the Supreme Personality of God in his personal form. He will realize that Lord is not different from his holy name. One should have that faith. So that is the benediction of Kali Yuga. That even all the things are difficult, but still there is one good quality. This is the verdict of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Srila Shukadeva Goswami, when he is narrating to Parikshit Maharaj, when he was also in a helpless situation, was trying to hear about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, fasting for 7 days, not eating, not sleeping, fully focusing on the hearing. So almost at the end, 12th canto, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that Kale dosha nide rajan asti eka mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrache. That this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. So many faults in Kali Yuga. Kale dosha nide rajan. It's like an ocean, big ocean. Asti eka mahan guna. But in even there are so many faults, only one good quality is there. And what is that good quality? Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param raje. It is explained that simply by kirtan, chanting of the holy name, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, Krishna Kirtan, Mukta Sangha Param Prachet, one can become free from this Kali Yuga, which is very difficult. And therefore, he has come as Holy Name. Holy Name is not different from the Supreme Lord. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Sometimes people ask that there are so many bad things happening, so many news we hear, which are very disturbing. So people ask that there are so many demonic people in Kali Yuga, they are doing so many sinful activities. Why the Supreme Lord is not coming and killing all these people? So the answer has been already given by the Acharyas. And it is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that in Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord comes. Three times he comes. That once he come as Lord Buddha, which has already occurred, he had already come. Then he comes as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That incarnation also, that form also had come. Lord had come as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu almost 500 years before. And in his form, he manifested his supreme mercy. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Namo Mahavatanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. His most merciful incarnation. And what he is doing? Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving the highest thing, love of Godhead, which was not available in previous ages. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gavartish. So, Srila Rupa Goswami, when he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prayed to the Supreme Lord that you are Namo Mahavatana, you are most merciful incarnation. Krishna Prem Pradate, you are giving the Krishna Prem, the highest thing. So when Lord came, actually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he manifested his mercy in various ways. Actually, there is a big explanation in Chaitanya Charitamrita that how Lord would give his mercy. When people would see the Supreme Lord as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just by seeing the Lord, his wonderful form, his dancing in front of Lord Jagannath, people would get love of Godhead. That was the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sakshat. Just by seeing the Supreme Lord, they would get love of Godhead. That was, what can we want? What can we expect more than that? One achieves perfection just by seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he manifested when he was personally present. Then Sakshat, then Avesh, he would empower sometimes his devotees to such a degree that just by seeing that devotee, by coming in contact with that devotee, hearing from him, one would achieve love of God. That was the power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested himself in his various forms. And third, Avir Bhav, he would manifest himself to please the Supreme Lord, reciprocate with his devotees. And that also we could see that when Sachi Mata would offer bhoga to Lord, Lord would come personally and eat that. And after eating, the plate would be empty. And she would think that whether I offered it or not. Because she was in a different state of consciousness. She was always so much absorbed that she was oblivious to what she is doing materially, on the physical platform. And sometimes she would cook, offer, and Lord would come and eat, and she would think that, oh, what has happened? Did I cook or not cook? She would again cook it and offer it to the Lord. So that way the Supreme Lord would manifest. Then when it is said that whenever Lord Chaitanya used to perform his Sankirtan in Shiva Sangan, or whenever Lord Nityananda would perform his chanting, that time Lord would appear and give his mercy. And that also we could see that when Raghunath Das Goswami was asked to celebrate or this Paniyati, Chidadahi festival. That time also when all the devotees headed by Lord Nityananda, they were performing this chanting. So that time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they were having such wonderful pastimes. And those who were very, very elevated devotees, associates of the Supreme Lord, they could feel the presence of the Supreme Lord. They could understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. Because it is explained that Naham Tishtami Vaikunte Yoginam Rudeshuva Yatra Gayanti Madhbhakta Tatra Tishtami Naam. Lord is saying that I do not stay in Vaikuntha or not in the hearts of the yogis. But wherever my devotees are chanting, glorifying me, I am there. So that is the place where Lord comes. He likes to come. And Lord is very pleased when devotees, they chant, dance in front of Him. Lord is very pleased. Sometimes Lord also wants to join chanting and dancing. Very rare occasions for the what is that place? Ambika Kalna, I think, Gaurdas Pandit. So Lord, He sometimes is so pleased with the devotees are chanting and dancing. So Lord also wants to join. And I think one or two occasions Srila Prabhupada also mentioned when there was wonderful chanting going on. That time so many devotees were there, they were ecstatically chanting. And Srila Prabhupada also asked that, did you see Narad Muni coming? Did you see Sukadeva Goswami come? So those are pure devotees, they can realize that yes, whenever there is chanting on, pure chanting is going on, all these associates of the Supreme Lord, they also like to come, they also want to participate. Because they know that this is the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga. That Kali Yuga, this is the Yuga Dharma, that chanting of the holy names. And in Srimad Bhagavatam also, there are prayers of the demigods. The demigods are praying. In the fifth canto, these prayers are there. The demigods are praying that they want to take birth in the land of Bharatvarsha. They have got such exalted position. But still they are praying that I want to take birth in the land of Bharatvarsha. Because in Bharatvarsha, means not only the tract of land of India now, which is quite limited, but it was a quite big area actually. The whole world, whole earth planet was called as Bharatvarsha, Ilavritvarsha, or Ajanabvarsha also, it is explained. So they wanted to take birth in the land of Bharatvarsha. Because it is explained that in the Bharatvarsha, what are the good qualities? That people, they follow Varnashrama Dharma. There is a social structure is there. That there are Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. This type of social structure is there, which is very important. Because even one may be very powerful, very strong in his tapasya or his different powers, but he alone cannot make progress, especially in Kali Yuga. It is almost impossible. If someone tries to make progress alone, it's very difficult. Therefore, there has to be system, there has to be some culture, where all the Varnas and Ashramas are cooperating with each other and following it properly for the ultimate welfare of everyone. Then everyone can make progress. And there has to be harmony amongst all these sections of the people. Because Srila Prabhupada also explains that this forms a social body. Brahmanas are like the heads, Kshatriyas are like the arms, The Vaishyas are like the bellies. And Shudras are like legs of the society, laborer class. So all these classes of people have to be there in society. If we want to make progress in spiritual life, all these types of people have to be there. And of course in Kali Yuga this social structure has almost collapsed. There are hardly proper Brahmanas who are giving direction to the whole society. Where the society should go, in which direction it should make progress. That is not available now. Then the Kshatriyas, those who are supposed to protect the citizens, they should be protecting the citizens, because if the Brahmanas are not protected, then it is like the headless society. The society is going in which direction, nobody knows. So therefore there have to be proper Brahmanas who can give proper direction to the society. How all types of people can be engaged according to their propensities, their nature, so that the whole society makes progress. That's very important. And when such things are established, then we can see that there is a society, whole society can make progress. Spiritually and even materially also. So therefore that system is almost lost in Kali Yuga. But the demigods, they were praying that they want to take birth in the land of India so that they can make progress by just taking shelter of this Varnashram Dharma. So in Kali Yuga means of course those who have come in contact with Krishna consciousness movement, we can understand that they are not ordinary people. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. It is explained that that the spirit soul is wandering throughout the universe, taking different forms, sometimes becomes like a small germ, Indra Gopa, sometimes insect, animals, aquatic, so many different forms, demigods, Brahma, sometimes he becomes Indra also. But again, this is like Ferris wheel, Srila Prabhupada explains, some going up and down, repeated, but no escape from that. But if someone is very fortunate, Kona Bhagyavana Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Pich, someone is very, very fortunate, then one can achieve, he gets a seed of devotional service. Devotional service, bhakti, it's very difficult to get. And it is explained that by the mercy of Krishna, one gets spiritual master. And then by the mercy of spiritual master, one gets Krishna. So, Krishna is very merciful. And therefore, he has directed so many devotees, so many people to Krishna consciousness, giving them this opportunity that this is the process. Just chant the holy name, read the books, do some service, and perform devotional service, and you will achieve perfection of life. It's not difficult. Kali Yuga, because the time is very short, the process also has been made very simple. Just by chanting, one does not have to perform such big austerity. But we feel that the chanting is a big austerity. We think that, 16 rounds, when it will be over? We are just counting. So, and after 16 rounds, we feel that now we are liberated. Isn't it? But when we are chanting, we are liberated. But we feel that it's so painful process. So therefore, when we, this is like the medicine. Nobody wants to take the medicine. But when we realize, oh, my disease is very acute, I'm suffering, I've been committed so many sinful activities, so many lifetimes. And now I have to take this medicine to purify my heart. Then only the Lord will reveal. And when we take in that attitude, then the Supreme Lord will reveal. He will not just reveal, means we just keep chanting for years. Srila Prabhupada also says that the love of Godhead or Krishna consciousness cannot be achieved even if somebody chants for so many years or lifetimes. But it can just manifest within one moment also. That is the mercy of the Lord. That just somebody is attentive and just chants intensely. He feels that, yes, there is some change. So many thoughts were hovering around the mind, disturbing me. And I just chanted. Devotees told me, come in the association, chant the holy name. And the process is working. Isn't? Because it is explained that loud chanting of the holy name is like the roaring of a lion. That's when the lion roars, all the animals in the forest, they just run away. So when somebody chants loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then so many anarthas, they are just disturbing the mind. Oh, when this class will be over, when will I get prasad? So all these thoughts they just run away. Sometimes we just think that, oh, it's so austere, means. But we don't realize that this chanting is so merciful. Keval Ananda Kanda. It's so blissful. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya, when they would chant the holy names, they would forget everything. Sometimes when they were eating prasadam, they would chant Hari Hari. Between two morsels, they would chant Hari Hari. And they would forget eating. They would just chant Hari Hari. So that's a very elevated realization. So therefore, the Lord is so merciful in Kali Yuga that He has manifested in the form of His holy name, which is very easily available. Srila Prabhupada, he explained that there are various grades of devotees and transcendentalists. And Lord also reveals according to their levels. For the impersonalists, those who are trying to meditate on the Supreme Lord in His impersonal aspect, the Supreme Lord manifests as impersonal Brahman. Nirakar, nirgun, nirakar, nothing is there. So, they try this Kleshwa Depastesham, the most difficult process in Kali Yuga, they try to practice that, but Lord Himself is saying that it's very difficult. Kleshwa Adhikarastesham. Very, very troublesome. So, that's Supreme Lord manifests as impersonal. Okay, they want to realize the Supreme Lord as impersonal aspect. I am available as impersonal. Nirgun, Nirakar, Brahmachyoti. They want to merge into that somehow or other. That is also after so much of struggle. They have to study all this difficult language, terse language of the scriptures, and understand that I am not this material body, I am Brahman, and meditate, and it's very difficult. Then the Paramatma realization, means meditate on the super soul within the heart. That's for the yogis. He manifests as Antaryami. He's there in the heart of every living entity, in fact. Every living entity, heart, the Supreme Lord is there. But we cannot see. Even if you perform heart surgery, we cannot see the Supreme Lord. Because Supreme Lord cannot be manifested like that. But when He is merciful, He will reveal from within. And the Supreme Lord is as He expands himself in different forms for material creation. He is called Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Karanodakshaya Vishnu. These are the another Purusha avatars. That the Supreme Lord is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. He is lying on the ocean of milk. He is resting on the ocean of milk. That is the form the Supreme Lord manifests to protect his devotees or to take various incarnations in this material world. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he is lying on the Garbhodak ocean from whose navel the whole planetary system it manifests. 14 planetary systems. Karanodakshaya Vishnu, from his pores all the universes are coming as he exhales. Yasai Kanishwasita Kala Vanthavalamba. It is explained, Brahmaji explained that from his, as he exhales, all the universes, they just manifest. And in each and every universe, Lord again enters. And he becomes, he enters, he fills a universe half filled with his perspiration, lies on that, and from there, from the navel, the lotus flower is, on the lotus flower, Brahma is born. And he creates his material planetary systems, secondary creation. And in one place in this universe, there is a Shweta Deep, where the Supreme Lord is there on the, in Kshir Sagar, on the ocean, in the ocean of milk, he is there. And from his, from him comes all the incarnations in this material universe. And above one, above all the Brahmandas, universes, there are so many innumerable Vaikuntha Lokas. And in each and every Vaikuntha Loka, the Supreme Lord is there as Narayan. Narayan form. So many wonderful forms. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was explaining to Sanatana Goswami, he explained that so many forms of the Lord are there. Means how, he didn't say, I took so many forms, but he said that the Supreme Lord took so many forms. And when this, when Srila Sanatana Goswami was inquiring about the Yuga Avataras, means, then he explained that the Lord comes in every Yuga. And in, when he came to that point, that when he, in Kali Yuga, this is the form comes. So when Sanatana Goswami is inquiring more, then he switched over to next explanation of next avatars, Leela avatars or something. How the Supreme Lord takes his different forms and wonderful pastimes he performs. Guna avatars, Leela avatars. So therefore, the Supreme Lord is very, very merciful, and in Kali Yuga, he has come as Namavatar, in the form of the holy name. Because in Kali Yuga, Lord is going to come almost at the end of Kali Yuga now. Third incarnation is going to take place after many, many years. We should not wait for that. Of course, in Kali Yuga, there are so many incarnations like that, means bogus incarnations. They keep claiming themselves to be incarnations, Kalki avatars, and so many avatars, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath, and so many Mahavishnu. There are, means you name them and it is there. But Lord does not take so many forms simultaneously. He takes one form at a time. Kali Yuga, it's there, or some other. People try to cheat. So, therefore, when we take shelter in the holy name, then the Supreme Lord will reveal. And one should have faith that the Supreme Lord is not different from His holy name. And although I have got so many anarthas in my heart, anarthas are just like the mountains, they are so difficult to overcome. They are just coming out. So one anartha, we think that when this anartha will be over, so many anartha, lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, so many anarthas, six anarthas, they are always troubling us. So when this holy name will manifest? So therefore, when someone is very eager, attentive, practicing sincerely, the chanting of the holy name has to be done in a very reverential mood. Srila Rupa Goswami explained that one should chant this holy name out of reverence, because it has a potency to purify the heart. So therefore, one should chant Kintva Adrun Khalu Saiva Jishta. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that one should chant this holy name with great respect, chanting very attentively, speaking each and every word properly. Then one will realize that this holy name is not different from the Supreme Lord. And one will start realizing this, yes, and one will start developing the taste. That's a very long-term process. One has to clear off all the anarthas first. Then the taste in the holy name will come. Name Ruchi. And after Name Ruchi, then anartha means a lot of other stages are there to reach to love of God. Sometimes you think that why I want to achieve everything very quickly. Love of Godhead, why Supreme Lord is not clearing anarthas? I have to face so many problems. There are so many problems. Family, there are problems. Even somebody staying as a brahmachari, he feels that there are problems. Why under the brahmachari is troubling me? I don't get Mahaprasad. So many problems are there. So mind is just troubling. So therefore, when somebody chants attentively, overcomes all the anarthas, then one will develop the taste in the holy name. And when develops the taste, then it is explained that the holy name is the most sweet, sweet of all the sweetest thing. Whatever madhuram, madhurebhyopi, pavanip, it is explained that the holy name is very sweet. When somebody chants very attentively the Supreme Lord, Srila Prabhupada says that the Lord is dancing on one's tongue. And one doesn't want to stop chanting. So that is the advanced stage. Therefore, we can see that Goswamis, they were constantly chanting. It's not that after some rounds they would keep beatback somewhere. No. They would be always holding their beatbacks. Every time they are chanting. Because they could not stop chanting. That's their problem. They could not stop chanting. Continuously, every time they just go anywhere, the lips are moving, the tongue is just vibrating. Namacharya Das Thakur, we can see that so many rounds is just chanting. Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami says that I want to have hundreds and thousands of tongues to chant the holy names. That is the taste, because one, just by one tongue, I'm not satisfied. Isn't it? What a contrast. So that is a advanced stage, actually. So therefore, when we have to overcome all these different stages, these are big obstacles in one's spiritual life. One has to overcome that and pray to the Supreme Lord, let me get the taste in chanting the holy name. And it is explained that even if one gets one drop of love of Godhead, that drop of love of Godhead is sufficient to inundate us or purify our whole consciousness. One drop of love of God is just sufficient. One will be just in ecstasy. It will be just thinking, oh, this is so wonderful, the process is so wonderful, chanting, just serve the Lord. So much wonderful service is there. I can do so much service. Clean the temple, cook for the Lord, make garlands. So much service is there. But still, we feel that that's big burden. So if we take in chanting in that way, then the same process becomes very difficult. And of course, acharyas explained that if you are not careful, archa vigraha, that worshipping the deities is such purifying process. Chanting the process, chanting of the holy name is such wonderful process. If one is not very careful to worship the deities, then the same archa vigraha becomes galagraha. One feels that, oh, what is this big burden? My spiritual master has given such big burden. I have to worship the Lord, I have to get up early and take bath, and be there, chant all the mantras, and so much hours I have to do worship. It becomes big burden. If one is not in the proper consciousness, it becomes a big burden. But if one is eager, okay, I want to serve the Lord, I want to decorate the deities, and to offer aarti, I want to offer bhoga to the Lord, the same process becomes so blissful. So therefore, the whole process depends upon our attitude, in what consciousness we are. If you are in the right consciousness, the whole process becomes very blissful. And we think that one lifetime is insufficient. I want to have many, many lifetimes to purify or to get little taste in the holy name. I do not have any taste in the holy name. And in one lifetime, even if I practice it so much, still it is not sufficient. Because there is so much things to do. Even if you simply keep on reading Prabhupada's books, one lifetime is insufficient, isn't it? So much service is there. Just by reading, Prabhupada's books are so wonderful. So many wonderful purports have been given. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So we think that one lifetime is just insufficient to actually go deeply and understand these books. So what to speak of practicing, worshipping the deities ecstatically and serving the devotees, preaching. So many things are there. So one lifetime is insufficient. So therefore, but if we practice it sincerely, the whole process, Srila Prabhupada guarantees us that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu guarantees that, you just practice it one lifetime sincerely and you'll go back home, back to Godhead. You do not have to worry. I will carry what you lack. Whatever you are lacking, I will supply you. Don't worry about that. And we are getting old, isn't it? It's not that we become younger every year, every day. Every day we are becoming little older. It's not that I'm going to live eternally. We have to prepare for that. So therefore, the time is getting reduced one moment by moment. And therefore, we have to increase the intensity of our devotional service. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Whatever amount of time is given, we should just think that this is the only time I have got. Maybe today is the last day I have to. So I have to just practice this so sincerely that I make some progress. So therefore, when we are in this helpless situation, then one will realize that, yes, how much we are dependent on the Supreme Lord. By our intellectual power or by our any amount of talents or abilities, we cannot impress the Lord. The Lord will not be impressed. Somebody may try to impress the Lord in so many ways. That's our tendency, that we want to show that I am such a big devotee. But Lord cannot be pleased by such show. Krishna simply laughs. Somebody thinks that somebody gives his plan to the Lord, that this is my plan. Krishna simply laughs. He is planning. He thinks that he can do so many things. So therefore Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj used to say that, many times used to say that, if Krishna desires, this thing will happen. If Krishna wills, this thing will happen. He is so much dependent on the Supreme Lord. So therefore, when we show our dependence on the Supreme Lord, that we are dependent, we cannot independently please the Lord or go back home, back to Godhead alone. If the Supreme Lord is pleased, then He will do all the arrangement. We don't have to worry. We have to simply do our service, whatever has been given. If someone is doing in that humble state of mind, Lord will please. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when He was giving His mercy in His Shatprah Leela, the Mahaprakash Leela, so that time first He gave His mercy to whom? Whom He gave His mercy first to? Dukhi. Dukhi was a maid servant. She was just assisting in Lord's Abhishek. They were arranging the Lord's Abhishek. And she was just assisting. She was not a big prominent devotee. That I am the leader, or I'm the service in charge or something, arranging everything. But she's just humbly doing things. Okay, I have been given this service, I should be just doing that. She's simply assisting. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that, yes, she is in the right consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya gave mercy to Dukhi first. And He told, He asked, who is this lady doing such wonderful service? So they told that her name is Dukhi. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, what, Dukhi? No, she cannot be Dukhi. She should be Sukhi. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately gave the highest thing. So that is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the highest thing. Simply somebody is in the right consciousness, one achieves that. And we can see in the lives of so many devotees that they are just simply serving the Lord, humble state, unassumingly they are doing the service. And when they are in the final days, actually we can see that they are going back home, back to Godhead, blissfully smiling. So that is the reciprocation of the Supreme Lord. That Supreme Lord will not see that, oh, you are a big president, you are sannyasi, you are a big naishtiki brahmachari. Krishna sees that what you are, means what is your consciousness. You may be doing some service and staying at home, but your consciousness is right. Krishna will reciprocate with you. That is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, because this process is on the spiritual platform, this is not on the mundane platform, we try to judge from the mundane platform, but Krishna sees from everything from the spiritual platform, and He knows everything, who is doing what is His consciousness, what someone is planning to offer Him service. Krishna knows everything. Somebody is just thinking of, just planning that, I want to do this little service to the Supreme Lord. Lord Gopinath, I want to offer some special flowers or fruits. Somebody just planning, and he makes all the arrangement. He reciprocates with the devotees. Because Krishna is pleased by simple offering. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayasha. Someone offers this with love and devotion, the Supreme Lord is pleased. So therefore, the process has been given, and when we practice this process in this consciousness, because it's a Krishna consciousness moment, it's on the consciousness level. So if someone practices on that level, then one can see that, yes, there is a, this process works. It is not just mechanical process, but this process works at every moment. Every moment it is working. And one can feel that reciprocation. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Thank you for tolerating. I mean, just going on speaking. But if someone has any question, we can have the questions. Or it is becoming quite late and people are waiting outside. They're standing in the door for prasad. If someone has any one question, we can take one question. Yes.
Last week, Prabhuji, I met one person. He said that I was guided by Stoka Krishna Prabhu, but whenever I sit for chanting, I cannot chant. Lots of thoughts comes in my mind. Lastly,
first sentence, what was that?
He said that I was introduced in Krishna consciousness by Stoka Krishna Prabhu, and I am very grateful to him, but whenever I sit for chanting, I cannot chant. So many lusty desires come, so many negative thoughts come. It's not possible for me to chant even one round. So, in such situation, how we can guide them?
That is there actually. Even when Arjuna told Lord Krishna that it's difficult for me to control the mind. I got such power, I can control the wind. Raging wind I can control. But I cannot control my mind, own mind. Because it is so obstinate, strong, goes here and there. So therefore Lord told that it's true. Lord also accepts that yes, it is true that controlling the mind is difficult. But what is the process? Krishna gives the process. Abhyasena tu kaunteya. Because this type of perfection one will not be able to achieve within few days, weeks, months or years. One has to show to the Lord that I am eager to chant your name. My mind is going here and there. Please help me to control the mind. The best way of controlling the mind is to engage in his service. And there are so many services. Chanting the holy name is one. Then you can do so many services. And it is explained that those who are like quite restless, they are not able to sit, then they should perform some kind of physical service to the Lord. They should clean the temple. Cheto darpana matram. It will help a lot. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself showed by his own example. Cleaning the temple of the Lord is like cleaning one's heart. One should clean the temple of the Lord because the Lord is residing there. So when someone cleans the temple, engages himself in some physical service, then it helps to purify. Lord will purify him from within. When somebody starts cleaning the temple of the Lord will start purifying him from within. His heart will become clean. That is Krishna's reciprocation. And it will become so clear. Everything becomes clear. You can see that if the room is dirty, we become disturbed. Oh, why is this so dirty? And we start blaming everyone. This authority has not cleaned. That person is in charge, is not cleaning things properly, is not maintaining the thing. Things are disoriented. But if we do it ourselves, it may take just 2 minutes to clean something or just keep things in order. And if we do that, we will be benefited. We will be benefited from that actually. That is the thing actually. Krishna immediately reciprocates. You do little service to Krishna and Krishna immediately reciprocates. So somebody is finding difficulty in chanting, concentrating, he should perform some service, physical service, come help devotees cooking, cutting vegetables or what a lot of services are there. Even if somebody assists devotees, That's also a great service. Whichever way, book distribution. So many ways someone can serve. And this service one should do in a proper consciousness, means one should do it sincerely. And when he does that, then he will see that this is helping him to improve his chanting also. So that is the solution actually. One should keep himself busy. Because if you keep the mind empty, empty minds is devil's workshop. That's the nature of the mind. If you keep little empty, it will start gathering everything. Huh? Oh, this devotee, they speak like that, and this is not proper, that is not correct. And all the anarthas we accumulate in the heart. Huh? Isn't it? So one should remove that. No, this is not correct. I am at fault. I have to be sincere. I have to correct myself. I have to improve. So when we endeavor in that way, then one will see that, oh, it is so simple. We think that I am correct and everyone is wrong. And we try to adjust everything. The whole world we try to manipulate. Of course, that's a material example. People try to control in the material world. But we should, when we chant sincerely, pray to the Lord that I am fallen. I need to chant sincerely. And please pick me up from this material tabernacle and place me at your lotus feet. When somebody is really sincerely praying, Krishna is obliged to reciprocate with him. Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. If somebody is trying to make a show, Krishna will keep quiet. But if somebody is really eagerly, in a desperate mood is praying, Krishna is not hard-hearted person that he will not reciprocate. Oh, he is suffering, but Krishna is not helping him. Krishna is not hard-hearted person. Krishna will reciprocate. So therefore, when somebody is really sincerely praying, he will feel the reciprocation. And we can see so many examples. Prahlad Maharaj, he was actually so compassionate towards his father. he was tolerating everything. But Draupadi, we can see. Draupadi was in helpless state, pray to the Lord. She gave up all the hopes. Lord came and helped. Isn't it? And who was teacher? Gauridas Pandit or Gangadas Pandit, I think. Gangadas Pandit, when the Muslims were attacking, he and his family, they were just running. They were just trying to save themselves. And Muslims at the time, they were so atrocious. So that time, from nowhere, comes a boatman to take them across the Mother Ganges. How it happens? Then nowhere, in the dead of the night, when they are chased by such demonic people, the Lord is sending someone to help at the right time. At the right time, Krishna will just help. Krishna will test. Krishna tests his devotees also. To the last minute, he will just test. But when the devotee is just dependent on Krishna, does not take shelter of any other hopes, then Krishna helps. So that therefore helplessly, when somebody, we should not have any hope in other kind of help. That okay, this person will come and give me some big donation and my problems will be solved, or something will happen miraculously. No, we should, when you exclusively take shelter of the holy name, Lord will rescue. That is a gift. That is a promise of the Lord. One should have that faith. Krishna, therefore, name is Achyut. Infallible. His words are infallible. Once he promises devotee, I'll protect you, he will protect. That is the promise. One should have that faith. In the present situation, it may be difficult to realize or understand that how I am suffering, but still Lord is not hearing me, or I am still in this helpless situation. In this, it may be difficult, but if we continue taking help, and we will see that we have been saved from so many disastrous conditions. at least that person is chanting the holy name. He's not taking shelter of other activity, bad activities. So therefore, as long as he is continuing to take shelter of the holy name, he'll be saved. Sanatana Goswami also, when he approached Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that when in a humble state of mind he was praying, he told that you have saved us from the most greatest type of hell, Maharavarava or something. Because we would have committed, we would have become the servants of this Kazi, and then we would have wasted our life like that. But we have taken shelter at your lotus feet, and you have saved us from all these sinful reactions. So therefore, the material energy is so strong, actually it's difficult to overcome. Actually, even some devotee is trying to take shelter of the holy name, all the forces are coming. That no, just give up this chanting, come enjoy here. What is this? Just one moment. Material energy is so powerful. Especially in Kali Yuga, it is so difficult. But therefore, that is a struggle actually. That is a struggle is there. So therefore, when continuous struggle, then Krishna will protect his devotee. One should have that faith. Yeah? Is it okay? I think it is becoming quite late, and now we'll realize Krishna in the form of Prasad. Okay, we'll chant Mahaprasade Govinde directly. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave Salpa Punya Vitam Rajan.